ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Ries. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. We are starting from Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Amar Av Papa, Zorak Tzro Lamaila, if somebody throws a stone up, V'holchol Etzdodim, and it didn't fall straight down, but it went to the side, V'horgo Chayiv, and killed somebody, Yechayiv Al Tretzeach. So Mabra Vashi asks Rav Papa, I don't understand. My timer, what's the reason? So Rav Papa said, Mishum de koichoi hu. So Mabra Vashi asks, I koichoi tezel el. So there's two ways how to learn this Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara first the way the Yad Ramah says. The Yad Ramah says that Ravashi's question to Rav Papa was that if it's takachu is koichoi, that means it's his energy, it's his force, so that it should continue to go upwards, because that's the way, the direction that he threw it in, so it should continue to go upwards. So Rav Papa answered the ilav koichoi, and if it's not koichoi, that means if it's not his energy, then it should fall straight down, tezel tachas. Ella answers Rav Papa koyach kochoshu, which means that it's not the force, totally the force that's propelling the stone, but it's a weak force. It's a koyach kochosh. So basically, if you look at Rashi, the way Rashi's understanding is that Rav Papa is saying that it's a form of koyach. Obviously, there's gravity involved, because if not for gravity, the stone, his koyach would have propelled the stone upwards the whole time. But because at a certain point, his koyach weakened and the gravity took over, so it's the combination of his koyach and the gravity that made the stone fall to the side. Masha Enkin, if he throws the stone straight up and the stone falls straight down, so then we say it's not even koichoi at all. It's not koich kochosh. It's only his gravity, and therefore he's potter. The Rashash brings that in the Toisis Yontav in Masechtas Parah Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Beis, the Toisis Yontav brings a pshat from the Ram that's different than the Yad Ramah. And the difference is that when Mar Rav Ashi asked the question, Mar Rav Ashi asked the Petoris V'monavshuch. So in other words, he doesn't understand. Either it's koichoi, then it should go le'el. If it's not koichoi, then it should drop straight down. And then Rav Papa answered koyach kochosh. But whichever way you learn, the Rashash over here in the back brings both pshat and both ways to learn the Gemara. But the son of the Gemara is klar. If the rock falls straight down, he's potter, because that's not called koichoi. If the rock falls to the side, then he's chayiv, because it's bibes koyach kochosh. Now comes along the Yad Ramah, and he says a chiddush gadol. He says, from our Gemara, you see that if you throw the stone up and it falls straight down, so then it's not koichoi, and he's potter. He says, that's when you throw it lamala, and on the drop down, it killed somebody. He says, what if you have an evan in your hand, and you just release your hand? You just drop the evan from your hand, and it falls on an adam, and it kills him? You're chayiv. It's not koichoi, it's only gravity. Zokter Amah, Giri di Dehu, Duloigora mi Bitka Demaya. So the Rama, just like we saw in the Gemara that we saw yesterday, that if there's a barrier that's holding back water and one releases the barrier and the water drops down on the person Mekayach Rishon and it kills the person, he is a Reitzeach. So if you have a rock and your rock is being held by a hand and you release the hand, it's the same thing as taking away the barrier. So therefore, just like over there you're Chayv Olz Reitzeach, over here you're also going to be Chayv Olz Reitzeach. That Rama needs a Hesper. So what is the difference between if I throw something up and it falls straight down, you say that I'm potter because it's gravity, it's not my koyach. But why is that different than removing a barrier? Why is that different than releasing the rock straight from my hand and it falls down on the person? Why is throwing a rock up in the air where it should fall down with gravity? Why is that not different? So the Chazon Ish asks the Shaila in Bava Kama Siman Beis of Katan Tezayin, and the Chazon Ish says that if you throw a rock up and then it falls down, so the falling down is considered koyach koychoi. But if you leave the Evan in the Avir, that means the Evan is in the air and you remove your hand, so then it's called koychoi because you're removing the obstacle, and then it's doima tibitka demaya. So Shvara Svara. That means that really what we're saying over here is that if you're doing the opposite koyach, if what you're doing is throwing it up, then even though naturally after it goes up, it's going to drop down, but that has nothing, that's not your ma'isa, that's a secondary ma'isa. Masha Enkin, if you have your hand is holding a rock, and you release your hand and the rock falls, so then your ma'isa is a ma'isa of removing the barrier of the rock, and the rock falls down and the rock kills. That's, I think, the Hesber over here. In Yerideya, Reish Simin Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a knife, if a sakin that's kosher l'shchita is in his hand, and the sakin falls from his hand, and by itself, and it does the shchita, it's a shchita psula. So Lashna Shulchan Aruch is it falls shaloi bekavana, kinofla ba'atzma domi upsula. When one looks at the Prima Gadim in Mishpatzei Zov, Sifkot Ma'alev, so the Prima Gadim says, it's lav davka that it fell shaloi b'tzoyne. Even if the person opened up his hand bekavana, and the knife drops by itself, that's not a ma'isa shchita. So that l'chayra is not like the Yad Ramah. If the Yad Ramah is telling us that he has a raya from Bitka Demaya, that if you take away the Maineya for what's stopping the barrier, from what's stopping something from falling, that's considered a Maisa. So why over here, if you take away your hand, which is stopping the knife from falling, why isn't that considered a Maisa Shchita? So the Tvua Shor over there in Simon Gimel and Hilcha Shchita, he says that Bitka Demaya is a totally different Mitzias, and according to him, he's going to be choylik on the Ramah. He says, by bitka demaya, by the water for themselves is in a matzav of hiluch. That means the water is rushing, right? There is a force of the water that is pushing the water. The velocity of the water is rushing. Just what? There's a barrier that's stopping, that's being meineyat from rushing further. So therefore, when you take away the mainea, when you take away the barrier, that is considered a maisa. Masha Ein came by the sakin. So since the sakin is sitting in the person's hand, and without the person's hand, it already would have fallen. The fact that the sakin is not falling is because of yodai. So when you take away the yodai, your hand, all you're doing is you're taking away the hand that without the hand it would have fallen already. So therefore it's considered that the sakin fell on its own and it's not considered a maisa biyadayim. Obviously it needs a big hez with the Tvua Shor Svara. Maybe we'll be masbred a little bit better later. The Tvua Shor is mechiach his shita from the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis, in Taurus Habayis. So what we have over here is a machloikis. If psichas hayad is called a maisa, according to the Ramah, it's called a maisa. And according to the Rajba, the way the Tvua Shor is masbred, psichas yad is not called a maisa, and therefore it won't be a kosher shchita. And the Avnei Nezer in Evan Ezer Simen Kuf Yutes, from Ois Pei Gimel, he is Sakash on the Tvua Shor, From this we'll understand better the Hesber and the Tefuah Shor. He says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, if somebody sticks out his hand on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah Yochel to Rosh Hashanah Rab, he has a chafis in his hand, and he drops it on the karka, so he's chayiv. So you see clearly, Frek the Avdi Nezer, that by opening up his hand, it's considered a Maisa Hanocha on the chafis in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So what's pshat? If it's not considered a maisa ritzicha, opening up your hands, not considered a maisa ritzicha, so why over here is opening up your hands considered a maisa hanocha? So the Avnei Nezer explains the svarah from the Tefuah Shor like this. That what the Tefuah Shor is saying is, if I have a chafetz, let's assume somebody put a rock into my hand. In other words, I didn't bring the rock from a place of rest into the mid-air above this tinnik. Somebody put a rock into my hand. Now all I'm doing is being ma'akiv. My whole pa'ula over here act as being ma'akiv. I'm stopping the rock from dropping down on to the tinnik. What do I do now? I go ahead and I remove my hand. So what was my total act over here was removing what was stopping the rock from falling. That's not a ma'isa. It's not a mice in the rock, and I'm not a reitzeach, and it's not going to be a good shkita. But what would be if I brought the knife from my house, and I put it into the mid-air, I put it into the space, into the air space, and then I dropped it. So are you going to say over here, well, all I was doing the whole time was just holding it back from dropping, and therefore I'm not doing a ma'isa? What do you mean? You brought the rock to the place where if you drop it, it's going to be a ma'isa shechita. So that is considered a ma'isa in the sakin. That would be considered a ma'isa in the rock. So he says, if you bring a chafetz, let's go back to Gemara and Shabbos. You bring a chafetz or shayochet or saram in the airspace above Rosh Hashanah, and you let it out of your hand. What are you going to say over here? Well, all I did was I let it out of my hand. No, all you did was you brought it to a place where if you let it out of your hand, it's going to be considered a ma'isa. So of course that's considered a ma'isa. So fashteitzach, let's say you bring a tinnik to Rosh Hagag, right? The Gemara says over there, and you throw it down, you chayv misa. The Gemara in Bava Kama, you're not mechuyev on psichas yad according to the Tefuah Shor. What does that have to do with the Tefuah Shor? The Tefuah Shor is not saying that if you bring something into the airspace and you drop it, it's not considered a ma'isa. So now we understand better the original svar of the Tefuah Shor to be machal between bitka demaya. Because by bitka demaya, you did a ma'isa in the bitka. You did a ma'isa in the barrier. You removed that barrier. That is an act. Cloppy the water that's coming down from the barrier. Masha Ein came by just removing your hand, since you didn't do a ma'isa with the rock, all you did was you removed the hand which was stopping the rock, so he holds that's not considered a ma'isa to be mechayivim. The Yad Ramah argues. Emes, now we have to ask a different shaila altogether. From Al Gemara, it's muchach, that baritzicha, you need to have koichoi. So therefore, if you throw the rock up and it falls down, the Gemara says it's not koichi, that's just gravity. But if it goes litzadim, it's called koich kochush. So we see that in order to be chai for itzicha, you need to have, it's not enough that it should be a mice, it has to be koichi also. So Toysis and Amid Aleph, we spoke about this two shiurim ago. Toysis asked the kasha, bomb kasha. Toysis says, l'choira, if you hold eishim ishum chitza. So what does Eishim Ishum Chitzav mean? That if I light a fire and the fire goes and kills somebody, so then I'm Chayiv Al Tzreitzeach. Now, why is the fire going after I light it? The fire is going because it's natural, because the fire spreads, right? So Frek Toysvis, when I go ahead and I throw a rock up into the air and the rock is going to fall down, Ein Lecha Eish Kodol Mizeh. Obviously, gravity is no different than the Ruach Mitzuyah that's spreading the Eish. Eish spreads, a rock falls. So when you throw the rock up into the air, you're making an Eish, and now it's going to fall down, it's going to kill the person. So you should be Chayiv Al Tzchitzov. So why is the Gemara Selvi? The Chayiv Al Tzreitzeach. So the Gemara, because it's not Koichai, it's gravity. But Eish Mishum Chitzai is enough to be considered that it's your Maisa. If it's enough to be considered your Maisa, so why isn't it enough to be considered a Chayiv Misa? Does Frek Tyson Amin Aleph? The Chedushi Aran, we brought this in the previous shiur, says from this Gemara is a raya that even though Yechayiv by Nezikin, Ein Ladamais Niske Mamelin Yeritz L'Roitzeach.
L'nichiv misa, because you see that Reitzeach, the Torah was makel by Shogi Kamezev Oynus Gerotzen, the Kivan Shkain, Be'inon Shiyasa, Be'poyol Mamish, Ubori Hezeka. Like by Kafsa, by Ishkel Bitka de Maya, Bekoyach Rishon Chayiv, Masha Ein Kain, when there's no Koyach Mamish, you're not going to be Chayiv. Zok the Dinan, the Garmi is only Chayiv by Nizikin, and it's not going to be Chayiv by Ritzicha, and therefore Eishem Mishum Chitza will not be enough to be Chayiv you by Ritzeach. Now, how does the Ran going to give Zechan Eitzah with the Gemara and Chav Beis Amid Beis and Bavakam? It's a Kasha, it's not our Sugya. Briskerov in Sefer deals with it. Masha'en came, but Toysvis holds that Eishem Mishum Chitza is enough al Ritzeach. So Toysvis is the Kasha, and Toysvis says, our Gemara has to be going, Laman Damar Eishem Mishum Amoinoi. But if you hold Eishem Mishum Chitza, even if the rock falls down, straight down, Avadi going to be a Ritzeach. We didn't Eish. The problem is, the Rambam Paskins Eishem Mishum Chitzov, and the Rambam Paskins Al Gemara, so now you're stuck, because how could you be Chayiv, how could the Gemara say over here, your potter, typically, that you should be Chayiv, Al Eishem Mishum Chitzov. Now the Ra'or, the Shita Mekubetzis, the Mesechus Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vovam and Aleph, the Ra'or says over here, a tremendous Chiddush, and he says, Venerally, the Hefesh Ika Bein Chiyav Misal Chiyav Nizikin, Nizikin Mechayiv Al Gramosoi, Kivin Avigiri, Umisa lekalachiyuve al gramosay. I feel like a davigiri. Ella bemazik begufay, oy bekoychay, veishoy leman de omar mishum chitzov, vechitzov mamish, koychay gomur chashvinon le. Avol ba'almaloy. So the first thing you see over here from the Ramah, he's saying the yisod of the Ran, but he's arguing the Ran. He's saying, I agree with the Ran that is the gedder of Nezikin and Ritzicha is different. Because by Nezikin you're chayv on Groma, and by Ritzicha you're not chayv on Groma. You need to have a mazik begufoy oy bekoychoy. But he says that Eish, if you hold Laman de Omer Mishum Chitzov, and Chitzov are koychoy gomur chashvin olay. Zokt fiatar ois the ra'ov, umestavra nami, the avne sakino, umasoi, shinichabroish gagam, enofloi, beruch mitsuya vizikoi, the chashvinul who told it the eish, that's the Gemara Bavakama, lekala mechshavinul chitzov elom mamoinoi. And what's his raya? That means if you have you put down an evin on top of a roish gag and a ruach mitzuya blows it down and it kills a person on the way, you will not be a roitzeach. Why? Because zok there raya from our Gemara in Sanhedrin. Since the Gemara says that nafla if it falls straight down, you put the dinistalik koichoi. So what do you see? That in order to be chayv al tzeach, you need to have koychoy. Zokta avne sakinim asoy. When you put it down, your koyach finished. When you put it down on the roof, now it fell down. Baruch mitzuyah, it's your eish. Abra koponim, it's not koychoy. If it's not koychoy, so memela oy bazay, you're not going to be chayv al tzeach. So that's how he's buying. So the Ram buys from our Gemara that any Eish, even Eish Mishum Chitzov, you're not going to be Chayiv Al Tzeach because it's Loigara from it falls down. And the Ra'ah is being Machalik over here between Eish Mishum Chitzov and a type of Eish that cannot be considered Chitzov and Koychei Mamish when you put it down on a roof and fell down Baruch Mitzuyah. Now, this shaila of how to learn Isham Isham Chitzov, right? So we have three shitas over here. We have Toisvis, that you'll be chayiv by Chitzov in all cases. And we have over here the Ran, that says you never chayiv al Chitzov. And you have over here the Ra'or, that's Machalik. It's really the Svara is telling you how that Rabbi Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi in Perek Yud Beis Shchein, and the way he's Masbir, the Tutzdodim Isham Isham Chitzov. One way he's Masbir, that Be'etzem Eish, Mitzar Atzma, it's not koicha, you're not putting energy into the fire, you're lighting the fire, you light a match, and the fire goes. So the Torah was machadish, that vibalt is going all day ruach mitzuya, so it's considered your maisa. So whatever goes into the chiddush akra of eish mishum chitzov, that tells you that eish is chayiv, the Torah considers your maisa. So oi bazoi, evada toises is right. So if you go ahead and you throw something up in the air, the Torah is going to say, you put it into a matzav, where now a ruach mitzuyah is going to bring it down, gravity is going to bring it down. So that's considered your maisa, it's considered your koyach, so you should be chayiv al tzeach. Zogt Rab Chaim, aber the other side, an Eishem Mishum Chitzov is no. Eishem Mishum Chitzov is not a chiddush that Eish is considered your koyach. Be'emes, when you light a fire, and the fire by nature travels, that's the same thing as shooting a bullet. That's the same thing as shooting an arrow. You are setting into motion fire that travels, it's considered your koyach. So what do you have to learn? So what's the chiddush over here that you have to learn out? A new mazik of Eish, a new chiddush? The Teretz says, I would think since there's koyach achem uruv, but maybe the koyach acher, the wind that's helping it move, maybe that detracts, that subtracts from your act. The Teretz says it doesn't subtract. So it blibes your koyach. So the reason why you write seach by Eish Mishum Chitzov is because it is your koyach that's killing that person. Zok Rab Chaim, however, when you're going to have a case where your koyach stops, like by Avnei Sekinu Masoi, you put it on a roof, or in Al Gemar, where you throw it up, and your koyach stops when it reaches midair, and now it's just falling down because of gravity, of course it's your Eish. But that Eish is not Chitzov. Why is that Eish not Chitzov? Of ice falling with Ruach Mitzuyah, just because you're putting something into a matzah that now it's going to go with Ruach Mitzuyah, that's not going to be considered Maisav. So that's how he answers the Rambam, that the Rambam holds over here, it's going to be Potter. And by Avnei Sekinu Masoi, when you put it on the roof, it's also going to be Potter, because it's Posak Koichoi, which is very, very similar, which is really what the Ra'ah says in the Shita Mekupetzes over there.
So now we are starting Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara brings the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir in the Rabbanon. He ko asor b'nei odom b'asor ha-machlois u'meis. So the Miri speaks out over here, it's Poshet, that it has to be that each hakah was a hakah of k'dei l'homis. Because if the Miri says, if let's say the first nine were not a makah k'dei l'homis, and then the tenth one gave him the makah that was k'dei l'homis, so of course the tenth one, is that's called kol nefesh. Kol nefesh means that it has to be the nefesh that till now was a nefesh that would have lived. So you have to say over here that the first, not every one of them gave a hakah that was a kedei lahomistik hakah. So now what happened over here? So b'vas achas, everyone holds its potter. Sa'id chacham sarabidim seira. The machloikis is by b'zeh achazeh. Chacham hold b'zeh achazeh is also potter. Rabbi Yudim and Mseir b'zeh achazeh is chayiv. Zokt Rabbi Yochanan, the reason they're arguing in the pasuk of kol nefesh odom, according to Rabbanan, kol nefesh means you need the whole nefesh. So therefore, the last one is not taking out the whole nefesh because he already had a makah k'dei l'homis before the tenth one. And Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yudim Seir, holds kol nefesh kol duhu nefesh. That's the Gemara up until now. So what we have to be mevar over here is why bevas achas does Rabbi Yudim Seir agree to the chachamim? If Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Maaseir holds that even Mitzas Nefesh is enough, so why by Asara, he called Asara with Asachas, so L'chayre, each one is doing Mitzas Nefesh. So why shouldn't he be Chayiv? So Rashi over here, we have different Pshatim in the Rishonim. So Rashi over here asks the Kasha, and Rashi says, the ish ki yaka amar achmon of aloy shnayim she kol. There's a miut ki'ilu, it's hard to understand where it's Baruch Laner asks on Rashi, where is he getting from this miut of ish? But Al Koponim Rashi says there's a miut that it has to be one v'loy shnayim sheiko. That's going to be the problem over here. So like Rashi, we have a hesber over here. That only pass b'vasachas. B'vasachas, it's ish v'loy shnayim sheiko. Mash enkein, when it's b'zeh zeh. So the last one isn't ish. Elamai, what's the problem over here? There's not kol nefesh. Rabbi the Maaseir holds you don't have to have kol nefesh. The Yad Ramah says, a new drosha, since it says nefesh tachas nefesh, v'loy shtei nefoshois tachas nefesh. Right? It has to do with the Gemara Nachoival, that the Gemara says the reason why you can't say nefesh, tachas nefesh means mamish, because then you would say a godel charkas hakotten would become potter because it doesn't pass nefesh tachas nefesh of alkoponim. Lagabi this, the Riyad Ramah says the Gemara blibes nefesh tachas nefesh means over loy shtei nefoshes tachas nefesh. So loy Rashi, the gedder in the Ptur is in the hakol. The hakol has to be hakol from one, not from two. According to the Ramah, the gedder Ptur is going to be in the oinish. The oinish for Ritzicha cannot be two nefoshes tachas nefesh achas.
Now Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Yudam Amid Beis, and the Shita Mekubetz is over there, B'shem Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, says over here, the Tam Aptur B'vas Hachas is, Mipnei She'eino Yodua Al Yedei Mi Nerak. That means that since each, all ten, were holding different maklois, and therefore, when each one gives a klop, and each makal, each stick, has the ability to kill, so it's not shayich to ever be mavar, which mak is the one who killed him, so mele, he can't be a maiser itzeach. Now, the nafkamina will be an unbelievable thing. What if they all took one makal, the ten of them were holding on to one stick, or they pushed all, like 10 people pushed somebody into a bar, all b'vas achas. So if the p'tur of Iko Asara Basara Maklis is because lo yadual yidei mi nerak, so over here, you'll chayrish will be chayit. It's one makl. You know that all 10 of them killed them with this makl, because it was this makl that did the job, and they were all 10 holding on to the makl. So chayrish should be chayiv, according to Rabbi Yudhim Meseira. If the reason is al tzgzeris hakosa, then you can't be machayiv 10, either like the Yad Ramah or like Rashi. So in that case, he wouldn't be chayiv. So this is a machloikis, the Rajman, he's going on a Tysis over there, Tysis is the Kasha, and the Rashba says that Kivan Shadachfu Biyacha, the reason why that case is Shor and an Adam that pushed somebody into a bar, why it's not Daimati Kol Asara Basara Maklis, Kivan Shadachfu Biyachad, and he brings a raya from the fact that it says dafka sora maklois. Why doesn't it say makal echos? It must be that you're going to say over here that by makal echos you'll taka be chayiv, and not by and dafka by sora maklois you potter because of the svara of ein yadua. Now, if you look over here at the Keser, in the Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Reitzeach Halacha Vav, the Rambam brings out Gemara and he says, for who are din l'dachvua shnayim, oisha kashvua shnayim l'taychamayim, oisha yirabim yoshvim v'yotzachetz mi beinayim v'orak, kulam p'turim, is the Rambam mefurish going to be like the pshat from the Yad Ramah and the pshat over here from Rashi, that the svara over here is not because ein yadua, and therefore if they both do it together, they would both be chayiv. No. The pshat is because there's a halacha that you can't be mechayiv more than one person by ritzicha, and you need to be mechayiv one, and therefore it's going to be potter. Reb Kivega in the Rambam, in the Gilyan of the Rambam, is mitzayin that the Rashba l'chayra argues on the Rambam. The Sefer Orech Mishpat in the Hilchos Eidos Siman Lamed Ches asks a very geshmaka kasha like the Rambam. If there's a p'tur by ritzicha, when two people do ritzicha together in one maisa, you can't kill them because there's a miut over here that you need to have echad v'loishnayim. So oy bazoi, how could you kill Edom Zoyman that came to be mechayv ritzeach misa, and then you amazim them, so you kill the Edom? How could Edom Zoyman be chayiv from the action, be more mechomer than the actual ritzeach? When you do the Maiser Ritzicha together, you're potter. And when you say Eidus on the Ritzeach, the Zmoma together, you're going to be Chayiv. And he says, maybe that's good for the Pshat Narash, but it must be that by Ritzicha, there is a Chiyuv if two people do Ritzicha together. B'makal Echad, like the Rashba says. Because if not, then you're going to have a problem. How can you ever find the Oynish HaZoma? So you have to say, Zokta Orech Mishpat, that like the Raman, that's all part of Edom Zayim Chidishu. That even if together they would have done the Mais HaRiga, they would have been Potter. But if they're Mayid and they're Zaymim to kill him, it's Taka worse and you may be Chayiv. Rab Naftali in Bava Kama, Simen Yukuf Yud Gimel, Davdawan of the Days, Staka ishtelzach on this shayl the Orech Mishpat, and he says it's a raya from over here that the chiyuv from Edom Zoymimin is not because you look at them, you step into the Reitzeach shoes, and it's as if they killed this person, and that's why you give them a chiyuv misa. Because in that case, you wouldn't never be able to give Edom Zoymimin a chiyuv misa on Ritzicha, because two people that kill a potter, like the Kashman Orech Mishpat. Elamah, you have to say, the reason why the Torah is machayiv them is because of the Averis Halav, because they were over on Lysana, and not because it's Ki'ilu, if you look at them like they did the Mais Averu. Now there is a difficulty over here in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Vav, because the Rambam brings the Ptur of Zech HaZeh and of Asachas, the Pasuk of Kol Nefesh Adam, Achiye Echot Shahara Kol HaNefesh, and then he says, Hu Adin, that if two people push him into the water, or they, the Dachvu Ashnayim, the question is, the Kesef Mishnah says that this drosha is the Tanakama's drosha of Ishki Yaka Kol Nefesh Adam, Kol Nefesh Ad Deika Kol Nefesh, right? Not else the Svara over here of Ein Yadua. That's the Svara that Tanakama brings in our Gemara. The question is, how could you say that's the Chayra by Bavas Achas? The Chayra you have to have a different time because Rabbi Yudav Emesayr is Maida to that time. He's Maida that Bavas Achas is Kulam Turim. So either you have the time of Bavas Achas like Rashi, Ishvul Ishnayim, or like the Yad Ramah, the Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, or you have the Svar Rashi Bavakam, and Yadua of Akoponim, there's got to be once you have to say anyway a different time in Bavas Achas that even Rabbi Yudav Emesayr is Maida. So why are you saying Pshat Mechachomim over here with Kol Nefesh? That's one Shaila. The second Shaila is the Chayra doesn't even pass. It's a more Lamdish Shaila. Because Kol Nefesh means when 10 people hit him, Bezachazeh. So by the time the 10th one hits him, it's a felt in Kol Nefesh. You're missing Kol Nefesh. Masha Enkin, when they hit him with Asachas, so when they hit him with Asachas, how could you say you're missing Kol Nefesh? There was no Akkad before you that there's a Chsarn over here, Kol Nefesh. So therefore, it doesn't even pass what the Chacham was saying, Kol Nefesh. So you have to say in the Chacham, either I'll say, and Yadua also a different time over here. So what's pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says that the time of Kol Nefesh he says even b'vas achas. Dvar Avram in Chelak Aleph Simin Chof Ois Gimel says if you look at the Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says Shenemar Kol Nefesh Adam Ad Sheyie Echod Shaharag Es Kol HaNefesh. So therefore, L'chari says that what the Rambam means is this Echad Shaharag Es Kol HaNefesh. He means Rashi's drash over here of Echad V'lishnayim, Ish V'lishnayim. And therefore, even if you hold that you mechuyiv al mixas nefesh, and in a case where it's bevas achas, where you know sheyadua miharga, you know that they both killed him, still, there's a din of echad shehargas kol nefesh, there's a t'nai that you need to have one, that it has to be one and not two, so that's why everybody is moided at bevas achas. So the Rambam does not mean the Rabbanan's din over here, it means a new din of echad l'shnayim, which is Rashi's din, and every Sai Rabbi Yudah Messiah inside the Rabbanan agree. Rabbi Itzel in Zeche Yitzchak Simen Mem Zayin says a nafkamina between Rashi's pshat in why bevasachas is potter. So Rashi says because there's a nafkamina of ish ki yakav leishtayim, and the Yad Ramah that holds that there's it's nefesh tachas nefesh leishtayim nefoshes tachas nefesh. He says what'll be if shtayim were makav bevasachas? One is a bar chiyuva and one is not a bar chiyuva. Let's say one was a cotton, one was a godel. So he says, if the whole time of the Ptur is because you can't kill two people on the Ritzicha of one, because since the Torah says Nefesh, Tachas, Nefesh, in not two Nefoshes, Tachas, Nefesh, Echas, you can't kill two. So over here, you're only killing one. Because L'mais, L'chiv, Misrin, Michal, Nefesh, Echas. Mash ain't came according to the time of that either I'll say in Yadua or like Rashi Pshat of Ishki Yaakov Leishnayim, over here you have Shnayim Sheiko, you have two people that hit, and the melee you can't be Chayiv Ritzicha when there's a second person that's hitting, right? As I state in Rabbi Itzel, you can argue in Rabbi Itzel, but as I state in Afkamina in these two times. And Achroinim have a Shaila, if the Ptur of Shnayim Sheosu, we know in Masechta Shabbos, the Mokar over here is the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph. If there's a klal of Shnayim Sheosu by Melech Shabbos that's Potter, what about Mechola Torah Kula? By all these Surah Torah, is there a Ptur of Shnayim Sheosu? So the Chayra, you have a Raya, the Klei Chemda brings a Raya from our Gemara. The Gemara needs a special Pasuk by Shvichas Domim, according to Rashi, that says that you Potter over here because Echad V'lei Shnayim. L'chayro, if there would be a tour over here of Shnayim Sha'asu, so then why do you need a special pasuk over here? It must be that B'chol HaTayr Kul Shnayim Sha'asu Chayovim, and therefore you need to have a special pasuk by Ritzicha. The Kleichem, the Tzachas Paneach, I'm sorry, Rogachov, in Hilchas Kalayim Amit Chav Gimel, comes along and says a completely different svar. He says, even if in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shnayim She'osu is going to be Pturim, by all of the Yisurim, by Shvichas Domim is going to be Chayiv. And the svara he says, we spoke about in the Shira Mitzamtzim, he says the Ptur of Shnayim She'osu is only when the Isser is the Maisa. So we say when you're doing a Maisa together with somebody else, it's a Chesaron, it's lacking in your Maisa because you're doing it together with somebody else. But where the Chiyuv is on the Pu'ula and the Taitzah, that means the Chiyuv is not on the act. The Chiyuv is on what happens because of your act. Somebody got killed because of your act. So it's the Taitzah that the Torah is Mechayiv you. So what's the Svara to pat the two people that are doing it? It's not the Maisa that's Mechayiv you over here. It's the Pu'ula, the Taitzah, the outcome that's Mechayiv you. So since by Ritzicha, you see that Mitzamtzim is Chayiv, so the Tzoftas Paneach holds that it's not a Maisa Ritzicha. All you're doing is you're holding him from getting out of the water. You're not actually doing a Maisa Ritzicha, but you're Chayiv because your Maisa, the person died, so it's considered that you're through what you did, the person got killed. So I bazeh b'shtayim sh'osi will be Chayiv in such a case. Therefore, I need to have a Svar of Rashi over here by B'vasachas to Pater. And the Etzem Pshat in the Gemara over here, the Ran has a kasha. How could you go ahead and take a pasuk of Ish Kiyaka Kol Nefesh Adam, and one man the Amid Chacham holds Kol Nefesh Adam means Kula Nefesh, and Kol means Kula Nefesh, and Rabbi Yudam Seiris holds Kol means Mixas Nefesh. So the first pshat, the Ran says that it's gonna, the machloikis over here is, he brings B'Shem Taisis, where the Nefesh, the Mashmois of Nefesh means a Nefesh Shleima, or Nefesh means a Mixas Nefesh. So it, whatever nefesh is, if nefesh means a nefesh shleimus, why is the Torah saying kol? We know already a whole nefesh. So kol must be coming lamute. So therefore, if it's coming lamute, it means even mixas nefesh. But if nefesh means mixas nefesh, then kol is coming lerabuye. So the machloikis Rabbi Yudin Rabbonin is what the word nefesh means, not what kol is doing. Whatever nefesh is, that will tell me what kol is. The Ran himself says that kol could be two things. He brings from Shas that kol sometimes means the whole thing, kol sometimes means the mixes. He brings different examples, right? What the word kol means, and that's the machloikis. So now, we have over here a Tosfos that's very, very important. Tosfos is the obvious kasha. The Gemara is going to go through, we're going to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is going to go through over here that Rava says that the Svaras HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yudim and Meseir and the Chachamim is, are you Medama a Goysis Bidei Adam to a Trefa, or are you Medama a Goysis Bidei Adam to a Goysis Bidei Shammai? If you hold that a goyis b'day adam, which is our case over here, is doimit to a treifa, then you're potter. That's what Rabbanan hold. If you hold that goyis b'day adam is doimit to goyis b'day shemayim, then you're chayv. That's what Yudim and Meseira holds. And the Gemara says svaris. So Tosfos says, afagav the kroi kadarshi. I thought it's machloikis and psukim, ani darsh and psukim. It's trichle lahani taimi. So now, according to what the Ran says in the second pshat, it's very geschmack what Tosfos means over here. Because the pshat is really, kol could, we find in Shas that kol sometimes could be mixas, and kol somebody sometimes could mean kuloi. So the machloikis between Rabbi Yudim and Meseira and Rabbanon has to be, there's got to be a svara that's pushing them to darshan the kol over here means either mixas or either means kuloi. So therefore, Tosfos says that's as svara as Gemara's later. But Masha ain't can according to the other pshat, the machloikis is what the word nefesh means. Does nefesh means nefesh lema? Does nefesh means a mixas nefesh? It's schwer to understand what the svaras of the Gemara later have to do with this shiloh. Tosfos the Ramaskel begoisim dei adam is sakasha. When the person that made him into a goisis, why is he potter? The first one gave him a hakar, and that hakar was a hakar kidei lahamis. Now what happened? Right after him, other guys gave him a hakar. He ended up dying from all the ten hakars. But l'chayri, the first one, she b'chay, because we go b'din in the foshas hacharoiv, and l'maisa, you are maka, since he was amdua l'misa u'meis. So why aren't you m'chayiv? The first one, else because he made him to a goises, and the person died. So Tosfos says, kimen shekilo l'va t'ayri shechayv shenoisa k'daminim b'samuch, v'afal pisham du l'misa in hargan kolzman shu chay. So therefore, therefore, since somebody else killed him, it's potter. The Pasha Pshat, the way you learn Taisus, sounds like Taisus is saying, in the Chiddush of Chayv Shenoyseh, that you don't kill a person right away when it's Amdua L'misa. You have to wait, you have to keep him in prison until the person actually dies, Machmas the Makkah. Why don't you go Basarayv? Must be that the Torah over here is being choshish for the miyut, and that we're not going to kill you until we actually see that he died machmas this makkah. The Rashba over here in Bava Kama Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, when the Rashba brings Tosfos, the Rashba, he says this svara, Shaminon she'ein memisin es hamakkah at sheneida bibirur shemeis machmas haka'osoy u'ksheba achev kirvus misosoy loy nizbar shemeis machmas harishon. That's the svara from Tosfos. So Enochanami, when I made someone to a guy, says the rov is going to die, but if he dies without any intervention, I understand that you're going to kill me. But the one who made him to a guy says, but since over here he died with intervention from others, so therefore you can't kill him. So the Rashba over here is, in Chav Zayin, isks a kashan Bava Kama. Since you tell me such a svara, so batalta parshas aroitzchem. Because every time you give a person, you kill a person, it takes time till the person dies, and maybe the person is dying because of outside reasons, not only because of you. So you weren't the only one that killed him. There was somebody, something else that was kirvus misasei. And the Rambam says maybe it was the wind, and maybe it was mefarches, and he brings a raya from Metzir and Golos. Ya'ayin shom and daf chav zayin in Rashba. Zok the Rashba at the end, the reason why you potter is because since it's something else, if it's a pirches, if it's a ruach, that's not considered, that doesn't take away from your akar that killed him. Masha Enkain, over here, since another person killed him, kibo acher vehemisoi, so memelo, you say over here, maybe it happened al yidei the bo acher, and he wouldn't have died machmas your akar, and that's why you're going to attack, therefore you cannot be mevara that he died machmas arishim. Then the Rashba fears ois, inami, be'inon kol nefesh odom, shetei kol nefesh miyad ish echod, v'loi miyad shnayim, avo b'shapir chasusha v'vlasai ruach, ein kanel echod. So according to the Rashba, you see a gevaldi achidish, this is Rashi's drasha, that kol nefesh means ish kiyaka, ish echod v'loi shnayim, but it's a chidish. In Rashi, we're talking about where the two of them killed, hit him together. So Mamela, it's Ish Echad Vleishnaim. Over here, when the first one gave the makkah that was Kedei La'amis, he was Ish Echad. Elamai, what happened over here? Afterwards, somebody else hit him, and now could be that he died because of the two of you, not because of one of you. How does that go into Ish Echad? So you see from the Rashba that the meat of Ish Echad Vleishnaim goes even on the first one, because if he didn't die right away, and he only died after the second one, there's a mir of Ishechev Loishtayim. The Marsha speaks out on Tosfos that Tosfos only asked this kasha according to the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold that the last one is Mechuyiv, is the last one is Potter, the Achron is Potter, because you're missing Kol Nefesh. So them freak Tosfos, that why shouldn't the first one be Chayiv? Because the first one made him into a Goyses, and the male will be about Roiv Goyses and Lemisa, so the first one is Hora Kol Nefesh. Aber, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirev, about the Pasuk says, that Yechayiv, the last one is Chayiv, because it's Kol Duhu Nefesh, even if Roiv Goyses and Lemisa, but Hayois, the last one was the one who took the Kol Duhu Nefesh out of him, so Oy Bazoi, you're not going to be Mechayiv the first one. You're only going to be Mechayiv the last one. So the Pasuk of Kol Duhu Nefesh, the Marsha is learning, is coming to tell you that the Makib Patish, the one who does the last one, take out the last Bissel Nefesh, so he's the one who's going to be Mechayiv. So therefore, Oy Bazoi, Tosfos Kasha will never be a Kasha according to Rabbi Yisrael, Tosfos only asking like the Rabbanon. So Rava says in the Gemara, Hakol Moidim Hurikas Atrefa Shu Potter. The Shaila is, why are you potter by Hurikas Atrefa? So Rashi says that by Hurikas Atrefa, it's called a Gavra Ketela Choshevle. It's not clear, is it a Svara, is it a Pasik? We have it on a Gvaldiga Rambam in Perik Beis, Halacha Ches and Reitzeach. The Rambam says, Hurikas Atrefa Potter, V'chol Odom B'cheskes Sholem, Achi Yivoda B'vadei Shezetrefa, The Yoimru Haroifim Shemakazu Ein Loi Tala Ba'odam Ubo Yomus Im Loi Yemisenu Dover Acher. So the Rambam has a Tanai over here that when you kill a Treifa, it's not, first you have to know for sure that he's a Treifa. But second of all, you have to have doctors to come in and make an assessment and say that this marker will not be able to heal from this marker, and he's going to for sure die. So, kasha is that the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita Perek Yud Aloch Yud Gimel says the Gabi of Behema Trefa that it's going to be osa b'achila, even if the doctors are going to say that this trefa you'll be able to heal. We have a Kabbalah, what's called a treif, and it's also b'achila. So what's the difference between ritzicha, that you need to come on to the opinion of the doctors, and by treif, you don't have to come on to the opinion of doctors. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Lamed Dalet Ois Dalet, says that the chiluk between treifishal behema and treifishal adam is, by treifishal of a behema, even if the doctors will say that it's gonna live, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha mishmi Sinai is that if an animal has this treifa, it's osa b'achila. Masha ain came when you kill a treifa, the reason why you don't kill the person is because since he's going to die, so he has a din of a mace. So if the roifim say that he's going to live, then oibazai doesn't have a din of a mace, and the harga is naragalov. The briskerovim in Ochas Davov brings an interesting siyua to this svara, and he brings a raya. We find the Rashba holds, we have a trefa called yeser kenotel. Let's say it has something extra, it has an extra finger. So even the Rashba says, of course it could go ahead and it could live very, very long, yomim rabim, with such a yeser. But still, the bout that has a din of yeser kenotel, it's like it's taken away. So therefore, it has a din of a treif, and it's going to be osam achila. So I see that the isra achila of treif is because it has a din treif, and not because it's going to die. It's a special din that it's a treif is osam achila. Masha ain came by ritzicha. There's no special halacha over here that if you kill a treif that has a din treif, you're part of a misa. It's pashat a svara that he has a din of a gavrik tailor. There's a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Dalet that even though a Yisrael does not get killed for Ritzichas Treifa, a Rabben Noyach will get killed on a Ritzichas Treifa. And the Rambam brings all other things that on Ritzichas Ober Yisrael is not killed and a Ben Noyach is killed, and by Kofsel Lari, Nicha Barov, Achemes, Yisrael is not killed, but a Ben Noyach will be killed. Frag the Minchas Chinuch. How could you stel zu Arigas Uber that there's a chilek between Yisrael and Ben Noyach legabi treifa? Bishlomo legabi Arigas Uber, so you could say, okay, a Ben Noyach is killed on a treifa. It's more chomer the halachas of Yiritzicha by Ben Noyach than it is by Yisrael. Masha ain't came by a treifa, the reason why of treifa you don't get killed is because it's a gavrik tailor, he doesn't have chiyas, he's seifer lomos. So aibazai meicha taste, there's going to be a chiyav over here for a ben noyach and a gavrik treifa. Riskerovin Sefer in Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, says, if you look at the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam talks about all the cases of groma. And he says, "Kol echad me'elu shayfich damim hu va'avoin hariga biyodoi v'chayiv misa l'shamayim ve'ein be'em misas bezin." We not in shekenu adin. Shari yoyim shayfich tam adam ba'adam dami yishofech zel hirig ba'atzmoi shaloy al de shliach es dim miyat kol chayed reshenu ze hamoyser chaveiroi lifnei chayil l'torfoi. So you see that even when you're goyrim, when you're a groma, you just give over chaveir lifnei chayil. Still, there's a halach over here that it's shvichas domim and it's dinu masal shemayim. So the Briskerov, since the Rambam says in Halach Zayin that when you kill a geisus or a treifa, ain bezdin the misa noisa avul chayiv misa lishdei shamayim. So the Rambam holds like this: any time there's a chayiv misa lishdei shamayim by a Yisrael, there's going to be a chayiv by a ben noyach. There's no chiluk between misa lishdei shamayim or not. So therefore, oibazayis bechlal shvichas domim and a ben noyach will be nerak. So what we see over here is, the Akronim say, l'chari, there's going to be a lavali sirtzach. But for the lavali sirtzach is not enough for Mises Bezdin. You didn't have other time. Masha ain't came by a ben noyach, as long as he's over le sirtzach, so therefore he's going to be chayiv misa. What you see over here from the yisod that they're saying in the Rambam is that it's not poshut that Ohirik is a treifa. You're not killing anybody. He's a gavra katela. He's not a chai b'chlal. Chas v'sholem, if you would say that, then what would be the chiluk ben noyach? Why would there be a chiluk misav de shamayim? So you have to say that it's a chesorn in the maiser etzicha. A miser etzicha of a treifa is not a full miser etzicha, because a yois he has already a tarfus, so he's a shem gavra k'tela, so therefore it's a chesaron, and it's missing in the miser etzicha. Tosfos is ma'ir over here in the sugya that even according to the sheet in chulin that holds a treifa chaya, still ha'horikas a treifa is going to be potter, because even according to the sheet that holds a treifa chaya, at the end, he will die from this chavol. He's just not going to die within 12 months. So therefore, since he has already a marker that because of that marker, he has a tarfus, that because that tarfus, he's going to die. So therefore, Herigas HaTreif is potter. The Minchas Chinuch says, Lulei Divrei Taisi, Minchas Chinuch has a kasha from a Taisin Zvachim, Lamedal Oistalit. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, Lulei Divrei Tosfos, you could say the Pshat Nehoirik is a treifa, that your potter is not because he's going to die. And therefore Tosfos asks, if treifa chai is not going to die. The same reason by Horig Gois B'nei Odom, your potter, is not because he's going to die. Araya Gois B'nei Shemayim is also going to die. There's a road that's going to die. And still, if you kill a Gois B'nei Shemayim, it's with war in the Gemara, that you do get killed. So what's the svar? The svar is the fact that someone's going to die, and this is Negeya, and a lot of the end-of-life shilas over here, doctors can say from today till tomorrow, the guy's going to die, it doesn't make any difference. The fact, if he has one more minute to live, if you kill him, you chayv your oitzeya. Going to die is not a siba, it's not a svar, lagabi ritzicha at all. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that a hirik treifa, and according to Rabbanu Gois B'nei Odom, is not nera? The answer is because the treifa, the fact that he has the treifa that's nechtechu simonim, or the fact that there was a maisa hakob al yidei adam done in him was nasa by maisa, so that gives him a din of a mace, not because he's going to die, because he has a simonim on nechtav. So memele, even if like the shita that holds a treifa chaya, what does treifa chaya mean? The treifa chaya means nothing happened to him. He has a simon that's cut. Most achrayim learn that even if you hold treifa chaya, at least half of them, maybe Roy won't die within a year, but half of them die within a year. So therefore, he's part, the hoirig is part of mimisa because he killed the treifa. There's a chesaron in the meiser etzicha of a treifa that's not called the meiser etzicha because there is a treifa in it, not because he's going to die. So memeil is zokte at anander teretz of Tosfos kasha. So the Gemara continues that treifa shaharag bifnei bezdin chayiv shaloi bifnei bezdin potter. Bifnei bezdin chayiv dechsi biyata rabim kerecha shaloi bifnei bezdin potter davle edish yata chazima. So the question is like this. If the whole reason why you can't kill with treifa shaharag, you don't kill the treifa al tzritzeach by edis, is because you need to have edish yata chazima. And bifnei bezdin, like Tosfos says, since they saw it by Yoim, so they don't need Eidus, because they don't need a Gvias Eidus, so there's no problem of Atiyokal Azima. If there's no problem of Atiyokal Azima, then why do we need a special Pasuk via Beatar or Bikirbecha? You have to kill the Trefa, because he's a regular Eitzeach. Elamai, when you need to have Eidus, you have a problem mitzad the Eidus. But over here, you don't have a problem of Eidus, so why shouldn't you kill him? It's a regular Din Eitzeach. So this kasha, Rabbi Kivega asked the Archoner, Rabbi Chonon, Kovit Shiurim, Levin Ozel. So they answer, the Achronim answer over here with the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam in Perek, in Hilchas Niske Moment, Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, says, he's talking about where the Bailam is a treif and his shor killed. So he says, V'kivon shebailov kimeis heim chashuvim, ve'ein srichim miso hareze potter. So the Rambam sets a new lashon over here. The Rambam says that the pshat over here in a treifa, that a treifa doesn't get killed if he's a reitzeach, is because ershoin kemeis. He already has a din of a meis, and therefore ain't shrichan misa. So there's no, you can't be mechayiv misa to somebody who already has a din meis. Reb Kivega doesn't bring the lashon Rambam. Reb Kivega says vibalta, says nefesh tachas nefesh. He's not called a nefesh. So it's a different swap, but the same yisod over here. Memeil v'miyashe, the Gemara has to come on. The Gemara, when a bezin sees a trefesh shaharak, you have to come on to biyata ro. Because the chi of Mises bezin doesn't pass, because he's already considered a mace. No, there's a special din of biyara ra, which means to be misalik, anything that could be a hazard. And on this din of biyata ro, the Gemara declares that, so if you have edus that came in and said that he killed, so why don't you kill him als biyata ro? So if the Gemara is being machadash, even as mitzad biyata ro, you need edush yata yochlazima. And if it's edush yata yochlazima, you can't kill him als biyata ro also. Masha enkin bezdin, that bezdin doesn't need edush, so bezdin can kill him als biyata ro. So it's a new mahalach in the. So why is it yata yochlazima? So Rashi says that the reason why it's yata yochlazima, because even if you're mazim the edim, they can't get killed, because gavra ketela boy lemikto. The Rama says a different time. The Rama says the reason why they're not going to get killed is mishum delay efshel lishtalume sholem bidmei treifa. That means that since they were going to kill a treifa, so you can't pay the, what's the kasha zoma? You're giving the edim more than they were zomam to do. They were zomam to do a dmei treifa, and now you want to give them more. So the pshat is not, so you see from the Rama that the chesaron is not that there is no zmama, like it's Mashman Rashi, that the zmama was to kill somebody who's a gavrik tailor. No, really there was a zmama, and you should be able to be mekayim kasha zomam. No, since you can't, because you can't be mekayim kasha zomam with a sholem for a dmei trefa, it's lay efshe lekume beitaris hazama. So it's a whole different shot over here than Rashi. There'll be a mardik and afkamina between the two taimim. If what if the edim that were a treifa, the edim themselves were treifa, and they were made on a treifa shorak. So according to Rashi, it's they're going to be potter mimisa. Why? Because lemaisa, there's no zmama over here, because the zmama is a zmama of a gavrik tailor. And a gavrik tailor, there's no zmama. But according to the Rama, you over here, there is a zmama. Elamai, by a sholem, you can't be mekayim kasha zomam. But over here, vibalti is a treifa, you would be able to be mekayim kasha zomam. Another machloikis that luchayr would be tully in this is, do they get malchus? Do these edim that were made on a treifa, that he was horag, and then they were huzam? So we see in our Gemara that they're not going to get kasha zomam, but are they going to get malchus like by Edi ben Grusha ben Chalutza? We have in the beginning of Malchus, you can't be mekayim kasha zomam until they get malchus. So the Ramban and Malchus clears the shayla in the beginning of Malchus Tav Beis, and the Ramban says no, over here they're not going to get malchus. Shani hocha the kivan the gavra ktela boy lemiktal im kain loy boy lemevad midi the ein lahalkois. The lav klum avdi. If you look at the Sanhedrin, Tana says the svar over here doesn't bring the Ramban. But what is Ramban saying? Al derech Rashi. The chesaron over here in the edus is because it's an edus on a gavrik tailor. It's not a zmama bichlal. They wanted to kill a gavrik tailor. But if you look at the Taisa Shans over there, the Taisa Shans says you will get malchus. So Faket has a question. If you're going to get Malchus, so why don't you consider it an Eidish Ata Yochalazima, because they're going to get Malchus, which has to do with the Tais in the beginning of Malchus Tav Beis. Tais in the beginning of Malchus Tav Beis wants to know, if Eidi Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, why isn't there a problem of Eidish Ata Yochalazima? So Tais is because since they're getting Malchus in the first Teretz, that's considered Yochalazima. So the question over here is, if it's going to be Malchus over here by Eidei Treifa Shehuzam, so why is it called Yochel Azima mitzad that? So of them, Zok the Taisus Shans, when they're coming to kill somebody, so Mimela, Oy Bazo, you're not going to consider it an Eidish at the Yochel Azima, because they're going to get Malchus if they're Huzam. But if they're coming to say on somebody's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so then an Einish Malchus is going to be enough to be called Yochel Azima. If you take a look at Taisin Subas, Daf Lamed Gimel Aleph, Divrei Amaschel Ella. So Tosis asks, clears the shaila. What's the difference between Edim and Grushim, Edim and Latreifa? And Tosis says, the Loichashiva Edish Einat Yochal Azima Ella Bemei Edim Latreifa. The Efshel Lekume Bishum Dover Loi Bemisa Veloi Bemalkus. The Gavrik Teila Boy Lemikto. Aval Hocha Niskaima Hazok Hazoma Bemalkus. So the Pasha Pshat in Tosis, and this, that's the way the Noidim Yehuda learns, is when Tosis says you can't be Mekayim the Atiyochel Azima with Malkus, is because there's no Malkum for Einish Malkus, like the Ramban Svar, like we're saying in Rashi over here, because since he's a Gavrik Taylor, so Memela there's no Zmama, and not like the Tosis Shans. So the next member of Rava, Lagabi Trefish Rava. So again, b'fnei bezdin is chayv al tzbiarta ro. Shaloi b'fnei bezdin potav le edushi atach lazima. So the Miri has sakash over here. Einach anami mitzat, since the roiveya over here is a treifa, so it's iatach lazima, because there's no kasha zomam, like Rashi, because he's a gavrik teila, like the other Rishonim. But every time there's a roiveya, there's also a nirva. So with their edus, they'd be mechay the nirva also. So mitzad the nirva, it's yochel azima. So the edus over here on the reveya should be called yochel azima, because it's yochel azima mitzad the nirva. So the Miri himself says that the Gdolei HaDoros answered to this shaila, that you have to say that it's talking over here, either the nirva is an oinis or a cotton, so they're not coming to be mechay the nirva. But from them you see, that as long as it would be yochel azima mitzad the nirva, it would be a good edus mitzad the roiveya also. So the Or Sameach in Perek Beis Hilchas Edus Halacha Zayin, he talks about a similar case, but he comes out that edus shat yochel azima means you have to be able to be mazimim on the whole edus. And if this edus, the edus on the tray for you, can't be mazim them, so even though included in this edus was that you could be mazim the edim mitzad what they would be made on the nirva, it doesn't make a difference. It blibes two separate hagodas, and you have to be able to be mazim them on the edus that they were made on the treifah. So he's arguing over here on this meiri shita. Now, l'chayre the shail is going to be totally in the chakiras achroinim. What you need Eidah Shatech Lazima for? If you learn Eidah Shatech Lazima is a svara, it's a deterrent that we want to know that they're not going to be mishaka because they're scared of the ramifications of Azama. So then, it makes sense what the Meiri is saying over here. That if they're scared over here because if they're going to be mazim them, they're going to get killed mitzad the nirva. So what's the nafkamina mitzad the reveh? They're not going to get killed, but the chshash mishaka you took off because it's Yoch Lazima. But if you learn that it's a gzeiris hakosuf, that Eidus, in order for us to accept Eidus, it has to be Royal Azama. So the Parshas Hazama is a chelik from the Din Eidus. So Oy Bazoy, we understand what the Or Sameach is saying over here. So since the Eidus Klapi, the Trefa Shaharag, or the Trefa Sharova, is a separate Eidus, and you have to accept that Eidus Bifnei Atzmoy, Lule the Divrei Eidus on the Nirva, therefore, if there's not Yochel Azima Mitzad de Reveya, it doesn't help me that it's Yochel Azima Mitzad de Nirva.
Omar Rava, Eidim She'idu B'Treifa V'Huzmu Eine Rogim. So Rava says, the reason why Eidim that are made on a Treifa, that he was over Chiv Misa, and they are Azama Eine Rogim, and the reason why Eine Rogim is because it blibes Eidah She'at Yochel Azima, like we said before, because if you're going to be mazim the Eidim, they won't get a chi of Misa, because the treif is a gavrik taylor, or like the Yad Ramah said, because you can't be mishalim, a sholim tachas a treifa. So therefore, this is the reason why the Eidim on our Eine Rogim. Tzasa Ora is that this memor of Rava is really the background, that's really the yisod of why treifa shaharak shaloi b'fnei bazdin is potter. The Gemara says, why is treifa shaharak shaloi b'fnei bazdin is potter? Because eidus yatech lazima lo yishme eidus. Why is he yatech lazima? Because of Rava's memor over here, of eidim she'idu b'treifa v'huzim wein erogim. So this really should have been before Rava's memor of treifa shaharak. Orchaner is ma'ira this aura. Now the Shailim Pshat over here asks the Aruch HaNer is, what do you mean Eidim She'idu B'Treifa? Since it's established that Eidus that you can't be mekabel edus on a treifa because it's iyata yochel azima. So then how is there a gemar din al pi these edim? If the edim are coming to be made on the treifa, they should right away be told that you're edus, we can't be mekabel. So what does it mean, edim sheidu betreifa v'huzmu? So our choner says it must be that the case over here was the edim were made on somebody that, let's say, was a ritzeach. They didn't know that this person was a treifa. And they were goymer din al piv, and then afterwards they decided that they found out that he was a treifa, and then they became zoymimin. Kaira, the svara of the Aruch HaNer works. We spoke about the chakira in the last year. If eidus shiata chalazima is a svara al chashash mishaker because of the eidim are being made, they're not scared because they know they can't be mekabel azama, then the Aruch HaNer's teretz is very good because lamais over here, b'shas they were made, they didn't know they were being made on a treifa. So oy bazoy, there was a chashash mishaker over here. I lamais, we found out later that it was a treifa, it was iyati chalazima, but it's no problem over here because there was no chashash mishaker. But if it's a xeris akosu that the eidus has to be In order for the Eidus to be Chal, it has to be Eidus Yochel Azima. So just because we didn't know B'shas Mais, but now we know, I'm afraid, that the Eidus was Eidus Yochel Azima. So it's shver to hear that the Aruch HaNer is Taina. So Rava says that Eidei Treifa Shehuzmu Nerogim. So Rashi says, the Eidim were Treifa, and they were Huzam, so they do get killed. So Rashi says, because of Biyar Toharomi Kirbecha. So the shtel over here in Rashi is, why does Rashi need bi'ar taharobi kirbecha? What's wrong with the regular din of kasha zomam? Why can't you kill these edim over here als kasha zomam? So the Rama says, the taka, you're going to kill them als kasha zomam, because the Rama says, what's the whole problem with when edim are being made on a treifa with killing the edim als kasha zomam? Because the edim are sholem, and the zomam was a treifa. Oh, but the opposite, when the edim are treifa, and they were zomam to kill a sholem? So it's not a problem over here to kill the treifa, because miyesh b'chal masayim monas, you could be mechayev them misa even though it's less. So therefore, you don't have to come on to biyata romi kirbecha. Rabbi Zalman in Niskei Momin, Perek Yud Alocha Zayin, says pshat in Rashi, according to what we said before. The reason why you have to come on to biyata ro is because since a treifa has a shame like he's a mace, like we brought from the Lashna Rambam, so therefore, it's not shaykh bechlal to paskin a misa's bezdin on a treifa. So eidei treifa, what do you want to do? You want to kill the eidei treifa mitzad the chi of misa of kasha zomam? He doesn't pass the gemar din of chi of misa on a treifa. So Memela Rashi says the only way to kill them is al spiata ra. Ravashi says afilu eidei treifa shehuzmu einerogim. Why? Because the Eide Hazoma are Einam B'Zoymim E'Zoymimim, because they're being Mechayiv and a Treifa, so therefore Einer Rogim. So Tosis, Pash Pshat in the Gemara, you would say just Einer Rogim. But it doesn't have anything to do with saying over here that a Treifa is Posel Hoyt. Even though you can't be Mekabel as Eidus because it's Iyat Yochel Azima, but he's not a Posel. He's not a Posel Hoyt. You just can't be Mekabel as Eidus. But Tosis in Yavam Mistaf Chofheim at Beis says that a treifa is posel ahoyed, and Tosis says a tremendous chiddush in Gemara Makas Davov Lefiza. The Gemara says that if you're going to hold that even b'shas ria, if nimtza echameim karvu posel, when an eid sees if he's a posel, so the whole kat is posel. So oy bazoy, to the Gemara Davov says karo yatzel. Every time there's an eidus on ritzicha, since the nirtzach, the one who's being killed, is a posel, so he's going to posel all the other eidus that saw. So the Rishonim want to understand what's the psul of the one who's getting killed, of the nirtzach, of the horuk. So Tosis says the psul is he's a treifa, because right away when he gets hit or when he gets shot, he becomes a treifa, and at that point he posels all the other kitas. So Tosis says the psul treifa, it's not just a psul, it's going to be a psul that's going to posel everybody else, nimtza echameim karvu posel. Now, l'chor, it's a big chiddush in Tosfos, because the Ar Samech is metama on Tosfos. The Ar Samech in Perikov Eidus Halacha Zayin. The psul of Eidus Yochel Azima is not a psul in the aid. He's not a posel aid. It's a psul in his agoda. We can't be mekabel his agoda because you can't be mekayim azoma on this person. Mashenkin, the aid is not an aid posel. To say that somebody posels al nimtza echameim karvo posel b'shas ri'iyah
is dafka if the eid is an eid posel. So therefore he passes all the other eidim. But a treifa is not an eid posel. A treifa is just somebody that you won't listen to his eidis. Why? Because it's iat yochel azima. But what does that make him into an eid posel?
If you look at the shach in Simon Laman Gimel Sifkot and Tezayin, he brings at the Beis Yosef, from the Beis Yosef Smash, that treifa is a psul aguf mamish, and he's posel chol eidis, and even to dine mamanis. And the shach is tama. How could you say such a thing? The whole psul over here is gabi dafkals eidis yate chazima, and that's only going to be by dine nefashis. But by eidis mamon, let's say the treifa was mechayiv, the eidis treifa mechayiv mamon. Avari yomim mechayim kasha zomim legabi mamon. It's only legabi chiv misi won't be mechayim. So of course he's not an eid posel. So the Tumim over there, it says, Pshat in the Beis Yosef, that a treifa is a psul haguf mitzar atzmai without the tam of Eidus Yatech Lazima. Our Gemara seems to say it's only Eidus Yatech Lazima. That's only when he was Meyid, when he was a Sholem. He didn't have that psul haguf. And now, Bishas the Gemar Din, he became a treifa. So now you have to come on to the vort of Eidus Yatech Lazima. But if he was a treifa, Bishas Eidus, he's a psul aguf. What's the pshat? So the tumim, because he's einoi beklal begeder ish uchemes yechoshev ulachein einoi bar edus. So it has to do with the whole shir over here. What we're saying that the pshat is a treifa is considered a mace and he's not beklal ish.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.